com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free. That is the number for you to get interactive with us and talk about anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe even a personal problem. Whatever's on your mind goes, 800-259-9231. We're kicking off another week of fun and excitement here. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson here.
And Manwich.
Again, the show's about you. We've got all kinds of stuff that we want to talk about, and we'll get to it here, hopefully, eventually. And we do actually have somebody on the line here. We're going to get to him in just a moment. But if you want to get interactive with us online, you can do that as well at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. And as promised, over the weekend, we did add a brand new Shriner. Her name is Heavenly, and she is our, I think she's our first Indian-Mexican Shriner. She's 50-50. She's 50% Indian, 50% Mexican. American Indian, I guess I should say. Mm. So we're proud to have her on there, and she is actually a validated Shriner as well, which means she's taken the time to have a photo taken specifically for Free Talk Live with her holding up a sign that actually references Free Talk Live on it. So there she is, right there on the front page of freetalklive.com. Be sure you go and check that out. And, of course, big thanks to everybody who has voted so far for Free Talk Live this month. If you have not yet, you should go to vote.freetalklive.com. And do that. We'll touch on that a little bit more later on in the show.
So Heavenly, is she?
She's a very nice girl. And she's a libertarian.
Is she Heavenly, though?
Yes.
You'll have
yes,
to go and
is.
See for yourself. She's a libertarian, actually, from this great state of Vermont. And she's an
excellent
activist. So that's even
Vermont.
That's even better.
Hmm.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Jim Babka from Downsize DC. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich and Johnson.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Jim, how are you tonight, man?
You know, I'm doing great. Things are absolutely exploding over here at DownsizeDC.org. We are getting, May was a record-breaking month for us in terms of the number of new registered users that came and used our system, and in the category of the number
of... Wait a minute. Now, Jim, May was the first time also, this might just be a coincidence, but it was also the first time we ever had you on the show.
Yes, it was.
First time Jim's on the show, record-breaking month.
There you go.
Well... And one of those two, and we also broke the record for, we set a record for the number of messages sent to Congress using our system. Well, June has just begun. It's only 6 days old, and we've already broken the record for the number of new registered users.
Wow. Wow. That's fantastic.
And we're closing in on the number of messages. We'll probably hit it here by mid-month. So,
you can't beat those kind of numbers, Jim. That's great.
The things are just taking off. People are using the system to tell their congressmen how they feel. And, you know, as your listeners know, DownsizeDC.org gives them a system that tells them who their representative and senators are and then allows them to send a message on to Congress telling them that they oppose or support whatever proposition we placed up there. And
not only that, but the system is so easy as well. You just go to DownsizeDC.org, and the first thing you're going to see is kind of like the hot issue. You've got the hot, newest issue right there at the top of the page. There are a few other ones below that. And you can pick the issue that you want to do. Hopefully you'll pick all of them, because they're all important. And you basically sign up for an account, which is totally free. It's just basically to hold your information so when you come back the next time, you don't have to retype in your name and your address and all that stuff.
Right, and it also allows us to put you on our email list that we can begin communicating with you so you know the second we're out doing something else, because sometimes we have to move fast. Sometimes we're dealing with things that are going to be voted on in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Absolutely.
Now, there are a couple of key issues that I wanted to touch on with you tonight, Jim, in regards to some of the things that DownsizeDC.org has been focusing on recently, two of them specifically. The first time we talked to you last month, we talked about Read the Bills. I'd like to get an update about Read the Bills, and then we're going to talk about the snitch bill.
Well, at the time I was talking to you about Read the Bills, it had been drafted by attorneys, and we were putting the finishing touches on it, and we were getting ready to submit it to Congress. That has now happened,
mm-hmm.
and the campaign has now been opened, so people can come and they can send a message. Over 5,000 messages have been sent into Congress on this issue.
Excellent.
And they can tell their congressman that they want them to sponsor it. This is something we've started from scratch, and it's not something we expect any congressman to really, really want to do, because it's going to change dramatically how they do their jobs. And so what we're asking people to do is to come and send a message urging their representative and senators to sponsor the Read the Bills Act.
Do we have any sponsors as of yet?
No, we've only talked to one congressional office so far.
Is that Ron Paul?
Yes, it is.
And I'm surprised. Why hasn't he climbed on board?
He has other issues that he's focusing on right now, and there's a possibility they may be interested in it down the road, but it's not something they want on their agenda for now.
Interesting. So we need more people to go to downsizedc.org.
And communicate with Ron Paul. I mean, I don't see any problem in doing that. I mean, a lot of the people who are supporting our organization are big fans of his.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I consider him my congressman, even though I live in Ohio.
No doubt.
And so, you know, we have just, you know, we can lobby him, too, because he gets his support from all across the country. He's in a very unique position. And so I think he might even be responsive to that. So anybody in any district should take this opportunity to go to the site and tell their congressman to sponsor Read the Bills Act, which would actually require them to read the laws before they pass them.
You're good, Jim. You keep answering my questions before I get to ask them. I was going to ask you to describe Read the Bills.
Well, Read the Bills has basically three parts to it. Number one, it requires a quorum to be present to hear an oral reading of the bill. Quorum is 50% plus one of the members of the House and Senate who have to sit and listen to a reading of the bill from start to finish. And we think this will have the effect of dramatically shortening the bills because no one's going to want to sit and listen to a multi-thousand page bill.
Absolutely.
Second, we're going to require them to sign an affidavit stating that they've read the bill before they cast an affirmative vote. Mm-hmm. They can't vote for something that's going to spend more money or regulate us further or create some new government entity or treaty or whatever without first having said that they've read the bill.
Well, that has another excellent side effect of the fact that will make it possible to track the positions of these politicians and what they voted yes on.
Well, we can already track that sort of stuff.
Sort of. It's kind of a little bit loose. I mean, you go to a site like votesmart.org and get your, where you can see there, whether or not they've answered the NPAT or whatnot. But, I mean, it's really kind of hard. It's still
a little murky.
Really clarifies it.
Aren't there voice votes as well where they don't necessarily record who's voting yes?
Yes, but most of the time when they go to pass legislation, someone will call for a recorded vote. It's pretty perfunctory that they.
Well, this would basically. Well, then this would mean that it would be a recorded vote every time.
Yeah, they would have to exactly. They would anytime they're going to expand the size of government, they would have to put it on the record.
Go on record,
and they would have to go on record saying that they read the bill, and so that would be required of them too. We're also installing a 7-day waiting period. If handguns are dangerous and they need to have a 7-day waiting period, legislation is certainly more so. And so we want them to have a 7-day waiting period. That 7-day waiting period is after the final reading of the bill. They can't do any last-minute amendments or any last-minute additions.
Uh-huh.
And it has to be posted on the web for everyone to read.
So they read the bill for the last time, then the waiting period goes into effect, and then they vote on it, and there's no more changes after that.
Exactly. And that gives the blogosphere and talk radio shows like Free Talk Live and organizations like mine and citizens all by themselves to get the opportunity to read the legislation, interact with it, and give their congressman their opinion before the vote. It gives them time to organize.
We've thrown
a bonus in here, too, and that is that we have a sunset provision, and that is that if they're reviewing legislation that's coming up for sunset, in other words, the program is going to expire.
Like the Patriot Act?
Like the Patriot Act, then they have to read the entire bill before they're allowed to pass it. And we don't think they're going to do that either.
It is probably the most brilliant piece of legislation proposed within the past few decades.
And now you can see why we have a hard time getting a congressional sponsor.
Yes, I can imagine.
But the only way
to really handle that is to get more people to go to
downsizedc.org.
Yes, and the bigger we get, the more we're going to do to publicize this, too. And we're going to keep ramping up the noise that we make on this issue.
The great thing about downsizedc.org is you're just going to keep getting bigger because as you recruit new members, as you recruit new participants, it's just going to they're not going to go away. I mean, you're just going to keep growing. Just like you're kind of like the libertarian or pro-freedom version of MoveOn.org. Now, we're going to come back with more of you, Jim Babko, hopefully if you have time. Hang on for us. And if you've got a question for Jim Babko, 1-800 from downsizedc.org, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, we're going to have him tell us about the new bill that is being proposed in Congress that's going to force you to rat out your friends and family members for smoking marijuana, among other things. This is very frightening. We're going to come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the number for you to get in control of the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. As we mentioned before, big thanks to everybody who has voted for the show this month. We're currently the number 3 podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. Of course, we're very pleased about that. Last month, we made it to number 1. It's still possible to make it to number 1.
We're pretty close in the grand scheme of things.
We are. And, of course, our good friend Jim Babko over at DownsizedDC.org has been instrumental in in helping us out with that, and we certainly appreciate that, Jim.
Well, I'm very glad to do that, and congratulations. I hadn't heard that you guys were number three, so I'm glad to hear that.
We are, and we're about 100 votes away from being number one, so we still need people to go to vote.freetalklive.com if they haven't yet this month. That is, again, vote.freetalklive.com, and of course, tell all your friends and family members and associates about the website and about vote.freetalklive.com. But let's get back to Jim Babka and downsizedec.org. We were talking about the Read the Bills Act, and everybody should go to downsizedec.org and get the details there, but I want to move on to the other issue, that is this new snitch act. I mean, for better word, the snitch bill.
Snitch bill, yep.
What is this, Jim? Can you describe this?
Well, the politicians want you to be a snitch or go to jail. This is a bill sponsored by Representative James Sensenbrenner, a Republican from Wisconsin, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And it's called, it's a rather long title, okay? I've got to see if I can do this all in one breath.
All right.
The Defending America's Most Vulnerable, Safe Access to Drug Treatment and Child Protection Act of 2005. And, of course, all these bills, when they come along with these crazy ideas, are always for the children.
Right.
And
yes.
This is no different. Essentially, what this bill is proposing is if that any kind of anything that happens under the Narcotics Act that happens anywhere near children, or anywhere near somebody that has been through rehab, mm-hmm. will require you to report. If you're aware of it, you have knowledge of it, you'll be required to report it to the police within 24 hours of becoming informed of it. And you'll be required to participate if they need your help in apprehending the criminal, testifying against them. Now, you may even have to wear a wire.
Am I correct in also assuming or that I've heard that children should actually be in quotes as what's considered a child under this bill is actually someone who could be even college age?
Yes, it could be up to age 21, as we understand it. And, you know, the relevant section of this bill is actually very clear. We've had people write us and say, this is too crazy, it's harebrained, you guys are making this all up. But the bill number, you can go look it up, you can go to the website thomas.loc, which stands for Library of Congress, thomas.loc.gov.
And nobody's going to be able to write that down. Don't you link
to
it from downsizedec.org?
We do link to it from the background, and it's H.R. 1528.
Yeah,
we're not making this up. This is for real.
No, this actually came out elsewhere. I think one of our Torgo, our Friday night co-host, brought this issue in a couple weeks, like four weeks ago.
Yeah,
and this is definitely for real. This guy's totally insane. Now, I didn't realize it was just if kids were around. I thought that the law said that if you just knew of somebody that was smoking weed or just doing any sort of drug, and if you didn't rat them out, then you'd be in trouble.
No, they're starting with the children first. But here's some practical examples of how this would work. You
right.
see someone you know pass a joint to a 20-year-old college student. Your cousin mentions that he bought ecstasy for some of his college friends. Or you find out that your brother, who has kids, recently bought a small amount of marijuana to share with his wife. Or your substance-abusing daughter recently begged her boyfriend to find her some drugs, even though they're both in drug treatment. All of these would be situations where you would be required to report the quote-unquote crime to the police within 24 hours' time.
Or else what?
Face 2 to 10 years in prison.
Actually, you know what I find interesting about this is, you know, how this could possibly be used, because aren't there pictures on the internet somewhere of Jenna Bush getting absolutely trashed?
Probably. Well, you know, this has a very interesting angle you brought up. You know, and another politician that comes to mind on this question is John McCain. If this same bill had been in effect in the 1980s, if this same law had been in effect, John McCain would be a POW all over again, a prisoner of the war on drugs, because his wife had a drug problem.
Hmm.
And so...
And he didn't rat her out for it, huh?
Are you surprised?
He's not a real American then, you know.
And this is just one portion of a very large bill. It's designed to broaden the number of things that are covered under mandatory minimum sentences,
yeah.
and to expand the number of tools that the prosecutor has to implement these mandatory minimum sentence to trigger these situations. So, you know, being within a certain distance of an arcade, for example, or being in a certain distance of a drug treatment center, it used to be like if you were within a certain number of feet of a school. Well, they've now expanded this to include areas that children could be playing,
right.
the public parks. They've included it to drug treatment centers.
They also,
arcades.
according to what I looked at a couple weeks back, they also made it so that if you were, for instance, if you were to go in and purchase some marijuana, or someone was to come and sell you some marijuana at your house while your kid's at school, then since it's the kid's house, since the kid resides there, that still qualifies under this bill as well.
Sure.
So if you had been privy to that marijuana purchase, you would have to rat the person out. And what is really scary about this bill is the ideas of just trying to conceptualize how in the world they will enforce it, how in the world they will find out about these things. Will it be that they catch a guy in his car with a bag of marijuana in his glove compartment, and then they interrogate him about all the all the people that he's smoked it in front of, and that just to find out who hasn't ratted him out?
I don't know. I, for one, for example, I have no idea what marijuana looks like or any illicit drug. I wouldn't know it if I saw it. If you had a rolled up piece of paper with some like things in it, I wouldn't know. I would have no idea that that was marijuana.
Yeah, but marijuana,
I would just think it was tobacco.
Marijuana is the kind of drug that you don't necessarily look. By the way, it looks like oregano.
Tobacco looks like oregano. I wouldn't know the difference.
But you don't know marijuana by its sight. You know it by its smell. If you've ever been to a rock concert, you know exactly what
it
is.
He's being
even
facetious.
If I were to smell it, though, I would just think that could be, it could just be,
It's a great point. How
it could
can
be salvia.
That's a great point. How can they expect you to be this drug expert and know exactly what it is that everyone is doing around
I would
you?
Just think that they were smoking a flavored or a scented tobacco.
Jim, when I was little, I remember my mom used to tell me the difference between us and the Soviets was that over there, the children had to tell on their parents. They'd go to school and they'd ask the kids questions about their parents and they'd have to tell on them.
That's going on today already.
It looks like that's what's happening here.
It does look like what's happening here. I mean, we've got a situation, and there they had secret police that would come and take you off in the middle of the night. We're not there yet, and so I'm hesitant to make that because Jose Padilla would disagree with you. Because people would, a lot of people think that maybe the drug war is doing some good somewhere, that somehow or other it's protecting some children. And when you make a comment that's, comparing it to the Soviet Union, they immediately turn you off and don't want to hear any further. But the fact is, this bill is primarily about mandatory minimum sentencing. And mandatory minimum sentencing has broken up a great number of families for relatively minor offenses and equated the possession of drugs and the use of drugs with crimes like rape and murder and so forth. There's people who are serving, 20, 30, 40, 50-year sentences, lifetime sentences. I had in one case I know of 99-year sentence, and their crimes were drug-related, not dealing, just possession of a certain quantity of it. And
they wanted to set an example for everybody. So
right, and the argument here is that the laws haven't been tough enough, and my understanding is that this is even addressing some Supreme Court work on the issue of mandatory minimum sentences. There's some confusion on that. I'm not an expert on this. I don't fully understand that. But the point is that it takes discretion out of the judge's hands, and it turns this into a crime that is as serious or more serious than victim-oriented crimes.
Absolutely. Jim Bepka, if you can hang on, we want you back for another segment. If you can't, we understand. Hang on.
Yep.
So if you can. And if you've got a question for Jim Bepka from DownsizeDC.org, you want to call in right now at 800-259-9231. Talking about some real critical legislation here that is coming our way, and you need to know about it. 800-259-9231 also coming up. We'll find out what Downsize DC is doing next. This is Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Extreme sports and extreme makeover are tame. You really take your life into your own hands when you participate in this daredevil activity. Stay tuned, because when I come back, I'll tell you about extreme commuting.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Extreme commuting is a not-so-thrilling sport, and one in which you certainly don't want a makeover caused by an accident. Just ask the extreme commuters who take over 90 minutes to get to work every day, the equivalent of 2 months per year, in these cities. New York City and Baltimore, Maryland, which tie for a dubious first place. Followed by Newark, New Jersey, Riverside, California, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and Chicago. For those who are thinking of trading a traffic space for a less harried pace and a daily vacation, consider these 4 states with the shortest commute time: Montana, Nebraska, and the Dakotas. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number you need to get in touch with us. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. The Monday Night Edition. Anything goes, as always. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. 9231, and join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find that we have live streaming for you, including a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. So be sure you go and check that out. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. We are talking to our good friend Jim Babka from downsizedc.org. And if you have any questions for him, 800-259-9231. We've been talking about the Read the Bills Act that downsizedc.org basically created, which is, of course, brilliant. It's an act that allows that will force Congress to actually read all the legislation that is proposed, amongst other things, including a 7-day waiting period on the legislation. You can get much more more details at downsizedc.org.
It's sheer genius.
It really is brilliant. And then, of course, the other thing that downsizedc.org does is it brings attention to really important political issues, important bills and things like that are coming up that need to be opposed, or in some cases, very rarely supported. One of those things that we're opposing now is this new Snitch Act, which is going to make it a crime punishable by a mandatory minimum of anywhere from 2 to 10 years to not rat out your friends and family members. So, for instance, if you're at a somebody's house and they light up a joint and they've got a kid in the house, for instance,
and the kid could be sound asleep in another room for the last 3 hours.
And the kid could be 20 as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And they light up a joint and you don't call the cops on them and they find out that you didn't call the cops, You will be put up to charges. You will be facing like 2 or more years in prison. Is that correct, Jim Babka?
That is exactly correct. But I've got good news about this.
Okay.
And that is that we can stop this. Right now it is the House has assigned it to 2 committees, and both of those committees assigned it to subcommittees. The Judiciary Committee sent it to one of their subcommittees. It's been voted back up to the committee level. And in the other committee, it's still at the subcommittee level. That right now, this bill could be marked up, and this whole section that we've been talking about could be written right out. Mm-hmm. And if enough people come and use downsizedc.org to tell their congressmen, look, you guys are going to, you know, maybe you're going to do something bad here anyway, but at a minimum, you need to tear this section of the bill out, they will. They're not going to want to go forward with this. It was interesting. One of our supporters got a letter from their congressman already on this, and it, you know, had that Twilight Zone form letter feel to it. But he was talking about how he wanted to make her community safer. Well, trust me, they're more interested in making their jobs safe and reducing the likelihood that they'll have a strong challenger at the next election than they are in making your community safe. If they hear from enough people saying, we don't like this idea, you're turning people who don't even possess drugs or are using drugs or are distributing drugs, you're turning people who have no involvement in those activities, potentially, into criminals. There's just no way that they're going to pass this. And
I agree with you.
We can stop this. We can choke this right in the cradle.
Well, what we have to do is go to downsizedc.org and get more people involved there, get more people signed up. And it's absolutely free. The service is very simple. It lets you get in touch with your representatives in Congress. And I highly recommend everybody go to downsizedc.org and check it out.
I did it. I signed up for this, for both of these, actually. I didn't want, I sent letters to my two senators and one representative.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was very simple. All you have to do is enter your information into the little database there one time.
That's it.
And then it fills it in for you when you go and log in. You have a login and a password, and bang, you're in there. And you can, for all these different bills, you just put in your login and password, and it sends out these letters. Now, you can choose to put in a little personal...
You can customize it.
Yeah, you can put a little personalized message in there. And I did that because I think that helps.
Yeah.
But... otherwise,
but you don't have to. It still counts if you don't do it.
It's just true.
It takes so little effort, and it's so much easier than having to actually write letters or make phone calls. And I think it's just a brilliant website. It's a brilliant concept. DownsizedDC.org. Jim Babka, what is coming up? What's in the future for Downsized DC?
Well, I'm not quite sure. You know, there was an interesting... today we were talking about the Supreme Court decision. Involving the drug war. 6-3. The court voted to that they said, look, the medical marijuana laws stand in those states, so state and local police can't participate in enforcement actions against medical marijuana patients, but the federal government can continue to come in and harass and hound these people. And so there's the next step is going to be legislation. Clarence Thomas pointed out that if you can have a situation where the federal government can, take a product that is not, not crossing state lines, it's not being sold, because a lot of the medical marijuana is given out through cooperatives and so forth.
Right.
And he went on, further gave some other qualifications, basically demonstrating that this was interstate commerce activity. If the federal government can come in and regulate this, then we effectively have no constitutional government left.
Unfortunately, the other six didn't agree with him on that particular issue. So
now the next step is going to be legislation on this, and there is a bill, and I'm just getting familiar with it here myself. We're also looking at Codex, which is going to regulate supplement use. If you're taking vitamins or supplements, I happen to belong to Life Extension.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking their Life Extension mix, down the road, that's not going to be available. This is an
we've
international.
We've heard a lot about this. Yeah. We've heard a lot about this codex.
This is sick.
Everything that we've seen so far shows that it's only applicable in Europe at this point. But the FDA could take it up any old time they wanted to.
Well, actually, it may be taken up in CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, and that's going to be dealt with over the summer. And there's a markup session in the House going on June 14th, and so we're taking a look at maybe doing something on that issue as well. But, one of these two issues or maybe something else will come up. There is a budget bill in the House that's been proposed by more than 50, they're up over 25 congressional sponsors that would change how they make appropriations. In any game, if you can set the rules, you can help determine the outcome or improve the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules right now are designed to make government grow. And so there's some interesting rules in there, that our favorite of which is a provision that requires every single government program to go through a sunsetting period so that it would have to come up for review. And
combining that with read the bills would be real sweet.
We think it would be. So we're looking at doing something with that as well. It's called the Family Budget Act.
Well, Jim Babka, as always, we are so proud to be affiliated with DownsizedDC.org. It's so great to
be with you.
It was so great to have people like you out there paying attention to this stuff, knowing what's going on out there. And, of course, it helps us because then we get to report on it. We get to talk about it, get people excited, get people concerned, and get them to drive them to go to DownsizedDC.org and help out.
On the break, one of the things that I mentioned was I think that, I was going to suggest that we should have a Teach the Kids Act and have, something in regards to making sure that the kids who are going to government schools are informed about the Constitution. But unfortunately, even if there were to be some sort of act like that, we can't really trust the government schools to actually do that correctly.
No,
so I'd love to see something.
Today.
I don't know. You guys are smarter than I am over there. So, you know, if there's any sort of brilliant ideas,
I'd like to see some sort of enforcement in regards to the senators and representatives breaking the Constitution. There's no punishment for them for breaking the Constitution. Maybe they should be, you know, maybe they should be facing mandatory minimums for violating the Constitution.
No, there's a novel idea.
There you go. Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org. Thank you,
Thanks, guys.
We do appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again next month with another update. And your calls are what we're looking for. 800-259-9231. What do you think about the snitch bill? Does that make you feel safe? Does it? Do you think that'll help win the war on drugs?
Finally, we can get rid of drugs in America.
Yes, we'll just lock everyone up who's ever seen a joint. More coming back. This is Free Talk Live.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You call in about anything. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe it's a political issue. Maybe a rant you got to get off your chest. Something been bothering you all day you want to share? We would love to listen to you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
The Monday night edition of the show, and anything goes as always. We do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we also have a live Saturday show that we do in the evening from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the bulletin board system that we've got there with literally thousands of posts, over 18,000 posts for you to surf around through. And over 500 users interacting at freetalklive.com. So, again, be sure you go and check that out. We just got done with our good friend Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org, cluing us into what's going on with him. And, of course, what he was talking about towards the end there was the Supreme Court decision that we definitely need to cover here. From Yahoo, from the Associated Press, rather. Washington, people who smoke marijuana because their doctors recommend it to ease pain can be prosecuted for violating federal drug laws. The Supreme Court ruled on Monday, overriding medical marijuana statutes in 10 states. The court's 6-3 decision was filled with sympathy and for two seriously ill California women who brought the case, but the majority agreed.
But we'll have to put them in jail.
Yeah, we're sorry about this. But the majority agreed
you'll be cared for better in jail.
Federal agents may arrest even sick people who use the drug as well as the people who grow the pot for them. Justice John Paul Stevens, an 85-year-old cancer survivor, said the court was not passing judgment on the potential medical benefits of marijuana, and he noted the troubling facts in the case. However, the Constitution allows federal regulation of homegrown marijuana as interstate commerce.
Now, why would federal regulation of homegrown marijuana that didn't cross like interstate, like it didn't go between one state or the other? These people are reading a completely different constitution than one I'm reading. The one that I'm reading here says powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
That
means that the states get to choose this, not the federal government.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Well, to rule, I think, in the state's favor on this one might have also cast into doubt the federal government's ability to pass a law against marijuana, because that's sure as hell is not constitutional in the first place.
No, there's no reason they should be.
They have no interstate commerce. I understand that there's a provision in there, but none of the founding fathers ever thought to take it this far. To basically say you can and cannot sell and buy certain products. That interferes with the pursuit of happiness.
Not inside of a state.
Even across state boundaries.
Well, at the very least, you can't say that that they would have any power to tell you what you can sell within a state.
Sure.
So if you grow marijuana in Washington State, and then you sell that marijuana in Washington State, it is none of the federal government's concern.
Well,
and if you grow poppy seeds poppy plants in Washington State, and then you sell heroin in Washington State, it's not an issue of the federal government. It's an issue of the state government. And they can put them in prison for as long as they want, but that's their option.
I think when it comes to the regulation of the interstate commerce, I think that really only should have applied to issues that come up, like Georgia and Florida can't agree on certain trade agreements between the two. Well, then the federal government is supposed to step in and make a decision, I suppose. I don't really think it was necessarily to suggest that they should even be passing laws like this.
They shouldn't be.
I agree, but I could see how someone could say otherwise.
Fine. Here's what I find interesting. You know, I actually was I was told about this by my boss, who, mm-hmm. since I've spoken with about legalizing the drug war, there every time he showed this to me, and he always kind of gives me that like funny look, like I'm almost positive he believes that I smoke pot. I'm almost positive, and I don't.
Right.
I don't touch the stuff, and it's like I don't touch any sort of illicit drugs. I have in the past.
Maybe he does.
I'll admit it. I did it, long ago. But
a boss would have a viable concern as to whether or not an employee smoked pot, and I can see why that would matter. I mean,
I think he thinks I do it. I think he thinks I
clearly. Yeah. You're too good of an employee for him to give you a your analysis test,
right? Absolutely. What was it that he
gave
you?
Even if he asked for one, I'd be like, sure. I don't care.
So he gave you the info on this story, or what?
Yeah, he did. He said something happened, and then he said go read. Go read it on the screen, because he was going into the other room. So I went in there and I looked at it, and I actually decided to print it out. And one of the things that I found interesting about the AOL version of this is it had a poll, an AOL poll. And at the time that I printed this article, 34,452 people had taken this poll. And the poll questions are two questions. The first one asks, do you agree with the ruling, yes or no? 80% said no. They don't agree with the ruling. And then so 20% yes. And then, should federal drug laws be changed to allow medicinal use of marijuana? 83% said yes. 14% said no, and only 3% were not sure.
Wow.
Now,
that's tremendous.
Yeah, that's absolutely tremendous. Now, of course, I mentioned this. I said this to my boss, and the first thing he says, well, the only people who would be motivated to vote in that, of course, would be, marijuana supporters.
No.
And, yeah, no. Out of 35,000 people, I don't think they're all, maybe they are all marijuana supporters. But that's probably just because it's the random selection of people who are reading the article, and 80% of them are marijuana supporters. I mean, from the...
Sure, it's totally unscientific. I mean, internet polls are definitely unscientific, but nonetheless, I don't think that anybody's going to sit there and try and spoof an internet poll to the tune of 30,000 votes.
From the time that we went out to the local protest to advertise for the show and for the Free State Project, people were honking every other car.
Absolutely. People are sensible on this, just not the ones in government. 1-800-259-9231, how do you feel about this? Are you a medical pot user? Are you a pot user? Do you want to comment? Do you think it's a good idea? This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine while it then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab up some archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. That's right. You don't have to log in. You don't have to create an account. There's no credit cards required. There's no money changing hands whatsoever. We give away our archives. In fact, we also have a podcast version of the show. And, of course, we got live streaming as well. But the last 6 days are right there. In fact, we go even farther back than 6 days, thanks to the good folks over at downloadradio.org, who are hosting the archives all the way back to March 1st. And you'll find a link to them in the archive section at freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
The Monday Night Edition, the show about your calls. Let's go to them. Let's talk to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Good. Life is what you make it, right?
Indeed.
Yep.
I had a question. I understand Mr. Babka's probably off the show now, right?
He is.
He is?
We had him on for three segments, and now it's you, Don.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I've received some information. I have an idea I'd like to suggest. We need to maybe make a move that puts Congress and Senate on Social Security as well as us.
Oh, because they've got their own special program.
They're an elite. Mm-hmm. Once you're elected, you know, you're paid for life no matter what, right?
Again, read the bills is going to be difficult enough to find a sponsor for. I think, again, that's another program you're going to have a tough time finding a sponsor for. But it's a nice idea.
What, read the bills is going to be a tough time finding a sponsor for?
They're having a tough time so far, but they...
Yeah, you know, imagine so, those lazy dogs.
The more people that can go to downsizedc.org...
The elected officials, not the people doing the program. I call them lazy dogs,
We understand.
No, Downsize DC is definitely working hard.
It's just too dangerous to the politician's power.
Exactly.
Somebody else recommended we need to actually go ahead and eliminate all congressmen, senators, even the administration, all of them. Just get rid of them all.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Total recall.
I agree with that completely. I wouldn't shed a tear if the Capitol building was set on fire.
Can I share my website with you guys? I just got one.
Okay, sure.
A domain of my own is thisweeksplea.ws.
This week's plea?
Plea.
What are you pleading for?
No, it's THISWEEKSF, as in Frank, LEA, .WS.
Are you a fan of parasites?
How do you mean? Oh, I have a publication. It's a flea market. I have a publication called This Week's Flea, and it's my web version of it, and I just wanted to share it with you guys.
What do you do exactly? You go around to flea markets and...
No. It's things for sale by owner that are for sale in my offline publication, but the web version... Do this, Don.
There's a great way to get a few clicks. Go to freetalklive.com.
Sure.
Go to the bulletin board system. Register if you haven't yet. It's absolutely free. And then go and post it, and maybe you get a few clicks.
Okay, my computer's down, Ryan. That's why
It gets back online. Thanks for it, dude. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Have a great show.
All right, we will. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Christian Anarchist is on the line. We're going to ask him to hang on through the news because only seconds remain, and it would be rude to put him on at this point. But he wants to talk about how our government is actually anarchistic. And actually, the Pope earlier today said gay marriage is anarchistic. Yeah. And he called it a pseudo-freedom. So we might be touching on that a little bit later.
It would only be a pseudo-freedom if you didn't want to marry somebody of your same sex, at which point it would then become a real freedom, you know? Because if I, you know, and up until the point that I really want to do that, it's only seemingly a freedom.
So there's that. We're going to get to Gene. We're getting to him as well. Plus, we got more to say on this Supreme Court decision today. Terrible Supreme Court decision that is just doing more to eviscerate what very few rights that the states had left. We'll tell you more about that coming up. This is your show, though. You can take control via the phones, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...